Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Herbs.
Merryman Herbs is located at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. Our hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and noon to 5 on Sundays. So we're open every day. Our phone number is area code 217-429-1555. Our website is at www.merryman.com, and that is spelled MARIMANN.com, all one word. We have a Facebook page, Merryman Herbs. Feel free to call us at any time, again, at 429-1555. If you missed a show or you'd like to listen to more shows, you can go to WSOY AM and click on podcasts, and then you'll see the Merryman Mike King Better Life Show. You can go to that webpage, and then you can click on shows, and you can pick out any of the shows that you've missed or that you would like to listen to. There's also a link under radio on our website at www.merryman.com.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for educational purposes only. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your medical condition.
And now it's time for some fascinating tips and facts. Did you know that according to Johns Hopkins, everybody has cancer cells in their body? However, they have to be multiplied several billion times to be detected with a test. Did you know your lungs take 20,000 breaths a day? That kind of makes me just get out of breath thinking about that. According to a March 2013 study from Cephalalgia, the Journal of the Internal Headache Society, 70% of people enjoy an easing or elimination of headache pain after sex. That might be something that you can use to think about there. Mango pulp is often added to facial products due to its ability to prevent acne by cleaning pores. Black beans are rich in anthocyanins, antioxidants that have been shown to improve brain function. People who drink at least 4 cups of green tea a day have a 20% reduced risk of stroke. The FDA allows up to 45% of frozen strawberries to contain traces of mold per bag. And that's kind of one of those ew things. Walnuts are a richer source of omega-3s than even salmon. Walnuts are just chock full of a lot of really great nutrients and omegas. And that's something that, you know, if you like almonds or you like nuts, nuts are just so very good for you. Your body creates and kills 15 million red blood cells per second. The number one object that Americans choke on is, believe it or not, a toothpick. And less than 7% of Americans donate blood. I think that's something that you might want to look into. And donating 1 pint of blood can save 4 lives. It actually takes the average person 12 to 14 minutes to fall asleep. So when you're laying there, don't get all worked up, because it takes a little bit of time to fall asleep. And those are your fun facts and tips for today. Welcome to Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. You're going to have to listen to me the whole time instead of doing an interview. A lot of things have come up in the news that I wanted to cover. I've had a lot of questions and call-ins and so forth about certain things. So we're going to shake it up and do something a little bit different today. A lot of people have asked me about fish oil and krill oil. There's been some early preliminary studies showing that maybe krill oil had a greater bioavailability. But there's a study out of New Jersey just recently that has shown that similar levels of the DHA and the EPA, the main components of the fish oils, really are absorbed the same no matter whether fish oil or krill oil is ingested. So for those of you that were wondering about fish oil or krill oil, maybe krill oil being a little bit better, obviously they're the same. And now I want to talk a little bit about what's been in the news lately, the proton pump inhibitors. We're hearing that they cause kidney damage. There's a 33% increase in kidney damage. They're also very devastating for people that have been taking them for a long period of time. I think there's a 44% increase in Alzheimer's, senile dementia. And I really get concerned because a lot of people are also on statin drugs, and we know that significantly increases your incidence of Alzheimer's and senile dementia. So if you're taking both of those long-term and you have a history of Alzheimer's, senile dementia, maybe you would want to talk to your doctor about that. There's wonderful supplements coming out. I think everybody's familiar with the Prevagen, and that's a calcium-binding protein. We've talked about that before. We'll talk about that more in the future. In fact, Merryman was one of the first stores in the area to carry that product. I actually interviewed Mark Underwood years ago when the product came out. But right now, there's a lot of information coming out about these proton pump inhibitors. And if you want to know more, a lot of times my customers are saying, well, I really like that show, but I wasn't able to, you know, get all the details, and I want to go back and listen to it again. Remember, at www.maryman.com, that's all one word, M-A-R-I-M-A-N-N.com, we have an archive section of all the radio shows that we've been doing, the Better Life shows. Just click on the mic on the radio, the guy with the little headset, click on me, and then you can go to that section and then click on the archive, and there's a number of shows. There's shows clear from the beginning of last year, and you can take your time, listen to them. You can stop them and start them. If you don't want to listen to the whole show, you just want part of it, you can listen to that or go to another show. So it's all available. This show will also, that we're airing right now, will be available. And remember, the shows are every Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. or after the ball game. So feel free to listen to the shows. You got a couple opportunities on Sundays, and then you can always go back and listen to the archives. Now, to get to these proton pump inhibitors, they have been written up. Susie Cohen, a lot of the alternative doctors and scientists have really been concerned about long-term use, because what happens, basically, the acid in your stomach is there for two purposes. The first purpose is for, as we all know, digesting your food. But even some doctors don't really realize that that other purpose of the acid in your stomach is as a barrier to pathogens. So what happens is, if you keep that acid low all the time, of course, you're not going to be digesting your food properly, but you're also not going to have that barrier to pathogens. And pathogens are like bacteria, viruses, molds, funguses, and anything that really wants to attack your body. So that acid in there is very beneficial. It helps to block and destroy anything that's trying to attack your body. So when you keep that low, you're at a high incidence for the C. difficile, which is associated with diarrhea, pneumonia, and actually a lot of people have a higher incidence of colds and flu and other problems. So you keep that acid low, you're not going to really be protecting your body as much. So you want to keep that in mind. The other thing is for digestion, and it's really kind of scary, but if you keep that acid low, you're not going to be able to absorb all your minerals and a lot of nutrients, and that really creates problems. I can't tell you how many times I've had customers come in and they have osteoporosis, osteopenia, and one of the first things I ask them is, you know, are you on an antacid? Because we know the antacids actually block the calcium, and another big component is they significantly block the magnesium. So all of a sudden your body's not getting the minerals that it needs. And then you, over a period of time, you're going to be reducing those essential minerals that help build your bones. Another thing that we encounter that really gets to be a big problem is the B12. And again, that gets into the Alzheimer's senile dementia. There's basically a mechanism called the intrinsic factor, which helps to your body to metabolize all these. But the problem is long-term use on the proton pump inhibitors, what will happen is actually the cells that are involved in all of this, they actually become destroyed. You're unable to absorb your B12. And without that B12, then you have problems with your mental capabilities. And like I said earlier, if you're also on a statin drug, you're not getting the cholesterol to your brain that's essential for your brain, and you kind of get a double whammy. So this gets to be a really, really big issue. And there's a lot of different things that you can do. Again, Bruce Topping on his antacid that we've played on the show before, he's got a lot of great ideas. One of the first things I'll never forget, I had a customer that spent over $10,000 on conventional medical treatments, and she came in. She said, I just don't know what to do. I can't get my acid reflux fixed. I've tried every test. I've tried every product that, you know, is available through conventional medicine, and I just don't know what to do. And I said, well, one of the big sellers that we have for basically acid reflux is the ALO plant. So she spent $10, came back in a couple days, and she says, you know what, I spent $10,000 on all these treatments and tests and everything, and your $10 little quick fix of the ALO has done the trick. And of course, you know, she continues to take the proper dosage of ALO. Usually it's on the bottle, and there's some really good ALOs. You want to make sure you get the really high quality ALOs. Another one that's really good, that's in the news quite a bit in the scientific literature and so forth, is our zinc carnosine based products. And those are really, really good for you. They actually kill the H. pylori. And we have tons of other combinations. There's a new herb that's out that's extremely effective for helping with the acid reflux. But the big thing with acid reflux is you want to get to the root cause of it. And a lot of it's diet. You know, if people eat a lot of the junk food and the sodas and all of that, sugars. And I know Bruce went into great detail on all of that and gives you some really good diet plans. But if you're going to eat junk, you're going to have a lot of problems with that. But the big thing right now is you want to be careful for long-term use on these proton pump inhibitors. They, you know, are damaging your kidneys. They cause mineral deficiencies. They actually now are associated with Alzheimer's, senile dementia. And of course, if that's in your family, you really want to take some consideration, maybe discuss this with your doctor. So again, the proton pump inhibitors are having a lot of negative news on them, and it's something you might really want to look into. And finally today, I wanted to talk about Pura Morifica. It is Terrifica. We've mentioned it before. I think I was doing an interview with Dr. Decker Weiss about the menopause miracle. This is a botanical from northern Thailand. It comes from a population with the lowest incidence in the world of breast and other cancers. So, you know, you look at population studies. I just love those because, you know, there's no messing with the details. Again, a population that has centenarians or has no certain specific disease. Like there's really no thyroid disease in Japan because they eat so much iodine. I mean, that's where it gets really exciting. A lot of my friends and scientists, doctors, colleagues, the medicine hunter, Chris Killam, they love to go to different indigenous tribes or different countries. Dr. Stephen Holt has done a lot of research on a lot of different botanicals and substances, and they always look at, you know, the population, which is great because you can't really interfere with what's been going on for 1,000 years. And this is where this product or this substance, this herbal substance, we sell a lot of different quality products on it. We've got one favorite that works really, really well. But this Pura Morifica is basically a vine that grows on trees, and it's one of these things where you really want to get with some good companies because you've got to get the quality product. The finding the vine and finding the natural botanical is extremely difficult, and there's a lot of things that you want to look at. The actual components and the compounds of the vine are, you know, easily recognizable and distinguishable. The myrrh-deoxyestradiol is probably one of the main compounds. But this product sets itself apart. It's not like the horsemare urine that caused all of the breast cancers and heart problems. It's not like basically what we call a compounded product. And again, you want to be careful because all compounding pharmacies have no FDA oversight or approval. In fact, the FDA has a really, really good article on that. You could come out to Merry Man Herbs and get that article, or you can go online and get it. It's about the bioidenticals and sorting out the myths and facts. And actually, there's a lot of caveats, a lot of hazards with the bioidentical hormones. A lot of times, unfortunately, some of the unscrupulous compounding firms will sneak in, again, a hormone, an animal hormone, which we know creates a lot of problems. Or they will, you know, again, without any FDA oversight, you really have to be very careful and hope that what you're getting is a pure, good quality product. We know a few years ago about the epidural shots that they were giving for back pain, and several people died because that firm actually had some molds and funguses that got into the injectables. So you want to be really careful if you are doing bioidenticals. You want to work real closely. But, you know, I'm sitting down, I'm going, you know, why go through all that hassle? Why go through, you know, spending $100 on tests and, you know, trying to do bioidenticals and try to do all this, what I think crazy fancy stuff, when there is actually a product out there that's a little bit over $20 a month that's extremely effective. In fact, we have almost 100% quality satisfaction with our customers that come out and get into working basically with this one product. There's several other things that you can do to help with your menopausal symptoms. There's the old vitamin E. In fact, I was just reading the other day about the dosages on vitamin E. They're talking about, you know, maybe up to 25,000 IUs, and it used to be anything over 1,500 IUs would cause problems. But with the new science and what they're looking at with the natural vitamin E's, now be very careful with vitamin E because there's a synthetic form, D-L-F-tocopherol, which I think has been causing all the problems when you hear about bad vitamin E. That's the synthetic. And basically, there's some major studies, like study, the ATBC study, that actually scientifically, clinically proved that that particular form, the D-L-F-tocopherol, increases your incidence of cancer. And a lot of people get confused on that, and they'll just say, well, vitamin E overall is not good. Well, there's eight other naturally occurring vitamin E's, alpha, beta, gamma, delta, tocopherol, and alpha, beta, gamma, delta, tocotrienol, which are actually the naturally occurring ones, and there's over 20,000 studies on those to show how safe and effective they are. But taking vitamin E, that's an old OBGYN kind of cure for menopause, because the naturally occurring vitamin E's are very good for being an adaptogenic and helping stabilize your hormones. So if you're really high in estrogen or low or testosterone, it will help stabilize those and kind of help with the menopausal symptoms. The other product that's, you know, kind of really, really good is some of the other phytoestrogens. I think, you know, again, the soy-based products, there's been a little bit of difficulty with those, but there's a new product out that's actually from the bee pollen. And I know if you're a regular listener, you've heard me interview Dr. Mark Kaler, who's the bee guy. He's so much fun. I really get a kick out of him. He's kind of a character, but he's extremely intelligent and knows a lot about the products. But there's actually a product that is really, really good for menopausal symptoms, that's bee-based with the natural bee-based isoflavones. So those are the plant estrogens. And, you know, there's a lot less side effects and a lot less problems with the plant estrogens. Now, getting into Pyramidifica, it is a plant estrogen, and it's extremely effective. I cannot believe all the positive benefits with it. It's one of these really unique compounds. It's got the other some other balancing estrogens in it, and it's extremely effective. Again, it comes from a population with the lowest incidence of breast and other cancers. There's a lot of the elderly people that just are in great health. One of the things that the Pyramidifica does is it's really good for relieving all the menopausal symptoms, but it has a lot of positive benefits. One, it thickens and darkens your hair. It uplifts and firms your breasts. In fact, there are some products out there that are topical and just for, you know, enlarging and firming the breasts. I want to kind of caution everybody on that. It's not effective for 100% of the people, and it really doesn't go real far. Basically, when you have the breast enlargement before your menstrual period or during that period of time, is about as far as this product will go. It's not going to, there's a lot of hype in it, but it's not going to really, you know, increase the breast size significantly. But yeah, again, anything in that area I think is positive. It also is really good, believe it or not, for thickening and darkening the hair, for energy. It's also very good for the bones and joints and so forth. There's a very low incidence of joint pain and so forth from people that use this. But the other thing that I think is really exciting about this particular product, and that's the cleansing effect. These naturally occurring phytoestrogens go in kind of like the pharmaceutical drug tamoxifen, which is an aromatase inhibitor. And again, not to get real too complicated here, but a lot of times the aromatase actually helps to break down the estrogens and create a lot of havoc in the body, producing, you know, the biggest problem we have is with the estradiol and the effects of cancer and so forth and increasing that. But the Pyramidifica goes in and basically locks and blocks the ability of the estrogen-induced breast cancer cells to reproduce or replicate. So it's extremely cleansing. It will go in and kind of beat out the xenoestrogens or the bad estrogens in the body and cleanse the cells. I've actually had customers that have had estrogen-induced breast cancer that jumped on this product early on, which we're talking over 10 years ago, and they didn't really want, they were having a lot of problems with the pharmaceutical aromatase inhibitors and some of the chemotherapy. They were having extreme problems with that due to other issues, and they were looking for something that would actually be as effective and not have any side effects, and they have found that this Praramorphic has been phenomenal. And, you know, not only relieving the menopausal symptoms, which, you know, the pharmaceuticals don't do, they don't address that. In fact, they sometimes create more problems because they're really shutting down all those mechanisms. But the thing is, you know, they started in on this product. They're still cancer-free. It's been over 10 years. It's very exciting. They feel great. They have the energy. And they're down to taking maybe one pill a day. Actually, the standard dose is two pills a day. And you can take upwards of eight pills a day. I've had women that have had radical hysterectomies, are really kind of in bad shape. They don't want to do maybe the black cohosh because it has side effects, you know, that are associated with maybe migraine headaches and things like that. They want to take a product that has no negative side effects, that's extremely effective, that reduces their incidence of cancer, and is relative inexpensive. And immediately I'm like, oh, well, we have a really good Praramorphica-based product that we've sold for years. Now it's going on 10 years, and it's relatively inexpensive. You're looking at a product that maybe is only, oh, you know, around $20. If you're having to take a higher dose, maybe $40 a month. But what I tell people is, you know, the biggest cause of the menopause is lowering of the estrogen. And you can spend, you know, if you want to spend several hundred dollars and go through a bunch of tests and buy expensive compounded products, you know, that's your right if you want to do that. But you can come in to Merryman for about $20 a month or a little over $20 a month and try a product for 30 days and see if that doesn't take care of all the issues. And so far we've had 100% satisfaction with this product. There are other things that you can do. Again, you know, the adaptogenic herbs, there's, you know, you can add on. That's the neat thing with herbs and supplements is you can actually add on and do combinations. I know people get really afraid of, oh, well, you know, if I'm on this drug and you know, I can't take this other drug. Well, that's with pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals you have to be very, very careful with. You don't want to do combinations because actually you can poison yourself. But with the herbal products and the supplements, we're basically talking food, nutritional supplementation, dietary supplements. You're talking about food. And, of course, you can – I have a lot of customers, well, can I take this with that? I'm like, yeah, you can eat your apples with your oranges. And even some of the formulations are a little more complex because there's a synergy involved or an added benefit. So you can take several different things at one time and get a more added benefit. Another thing that's really important with the menopausal you know, supplementation is your B vitamins. And that's why I like this product that we sell. And again, give us a call. We'll give you more detail on it. We've got a ton of literature that we can hand out to you and give you some really, really good information on. But the B vitamins are extremely important to make sure those are stabilized. So, you know, we're looking at vitamin E if you want to be adaptogenic. The B vitamins, which are actually included in this formulation with the Praramorphica. And then the icing on the cake, if you still, you know, can't get things under control, is this new B propolis product that's phenomenal that has the additional isoflavin so your body can actually help to make and push more of the estrogen that it needs. Now, there are a lot of studies coming out on the Praramorphica more and more every day about how it reduces the incidence of breast cancer and how effective it is. It's actually the deoxymiraesterol is actually about 3,000 times more effective than the soy isoflavones and about 1,000 times more effective than the red clover. And then now we've got the new bee propolis, which is extremely effective, that can be added in. So you don't really have to do the older, you know, the older formulations with the soy isoflavones and so forth. It's been the exciting thing about the Praramorphica. It's been around for close to and even written up over 700 years ago, but it's been in use by a population for over 1,000 years. It's very inexpensive. It has some natural compounds in there that are very adaptogenic or what we call balancing. It's very cleansing for the body. That's the one thing that I get really, really excited about. And it's extremely effective for a lot of the menopausal symptoms. And again, we have a really great benefit. You know, you get a better night's sleep. You get rid of the brain fog. And there's a lot of things that are really beneficial with this particular product that are, you know, positive benefits and not side effects. Some of the things, too, is it's really good to support your bone health. And it's also really good for your hair, your skin, your energy, and it's very cleansing. I can't say enough good things about it. I've got a couple of published articles on the product, and I also have a lot of literature out at Merryman. If you want to come out to Merryman Herbs, we're at 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. We're open every day. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. And if you want to come out and check out this product, again, we've had almost 100% success rate. I always hate to say 100% because nothing is 100%, but we've had extremely positive success rate. Sometimes, and again, a lot of customers, and this is coming from the manufacturer, they basically recommend to start with 4 a day, 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening, so you can get some really good results off the top. And if that doesn't quite get you over the hump of your symptoms and so forth, you can add in some of the other products that are very beneficial. Most people will start with the 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening, and it's not too long, maybe within a few months, because hormones are slow working, but they'll get down to the 1 in the morning and the 1 in the evening. And then I've got some more of my mature customers that, because this product makes you feel so good and gives you energy and gives you that youthful feeling and takes away the menopausal symptoms. I mean, I've got customers in their 60s, 70s, 80s that will just take one a day. And that one-a-day product, just one of the Prayer Mirifica, usually they like to take it in the morning, makes them feel like they say, well, I feel like I'm 21 again. So this is definitely something you want to look into. Again, it's inexpensive. It's safe. You don't have to go through a lot of testing. You don't have to worry about the compounding firm, whether it's good or not. You can all actually maybe get off, and I know a lot of the doctors and my customers are concerned about the animal-based hormones. Maybe you can get off of that regimen. And, again, work with your doctor on this, but we'd love to give you a lot of literature, a lot of information. It is a phenomenal product. I wish I could say it was a cure for menopause, but that would be illegal. But it's extremely beneficial. We have close to 100% success rate with this particular product. Give us a call, come out and visit Merryman. We'll give you a lot of literature on it. You can educate yourself on it and talk to your doctor about it. And again, this has been Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show.